Good morning. Yesterday was Holy Monday in the Christian tradition. And because I'm so immersed right now in the collective consciousness of humanity and all that's moving in that consciousness, I couldn't help but recall that this was the time of the cleansing of the temple in the Easter story, as we watched Notre Dame de Paris burn. And so this morning I burn sage and sweetgrass and sandalwood and Palo Santo and myrrh for the clearing and cleansing of all of our, all of the beliefs that have accumulated through time around spirituality, around our own spirituality, for the clearing and cleansing of the temple. The temples, the religions that have created structures of hierarchy based in misery of many are all falling now. It is time for each one of us to have free access to our own divine nature. The clearing, the cleansing of the temple. This is what we're doing. We are purifying, but not in the sense that we are impure, but rather in the sense of clearing the notion of being impure, of being separate from all that is, separate from source, from oneness. Breathe with awareness. Aware of the sensation of breathing, of bringing life, air, energy into your body, weaving your breath with your consciousness, allowing your body to expand and contract as freely as possible. Feel your entire body expanding and contracting with the waves of life flowing through you, dancing within you. This dance of the illusion of external and internal worlds. You feel your body expanding and contracting. And with your awareness and your breath, go to any places which are resisting your expansion. Your expansion into all that you are capable of being, into your greatness. Allowing your body to expand and contract as freely as possible. And bring your face back to a state of relaxedness. And your neck. And place your awareness now in your chest, expanding and contracting. See all the little muscles between your ribs expanding in all directions. And your rib cage expanding back and forward and to the sides and up and down as freely as possible. And you become aware of your diaphragm, that muscle that separates your chest and your belly. And you breathe into it to transform it so it becomes flexible. Floating in your breath, allowing your breath, moving gracefully like a willow in the wind. And you feel your whole chest now more and more able to expand and contract. And as you encounter tension that lives in your chest, become aware that this tension is that of memories of feeling isolated and alone. Memories related or that have created the belief that it's better to not be seen. It's better to be invisible, to pass through the world unseen, to not take up too much space, to not breathe too deeply. As you inhale and expand your chest, as much as you're able to, release whatever tension and the memories and sensations and feelings, emotions that arise with that tension. Exhaling what you're able and willing to release at this time. In our chests, we hold memories related to our fathers. Allow whatever memories, whatever is living in your chest that's created restriction and contraction. Allow it to arise with the faith in your body that you will not encounter anything that you are unable to handle at this time. Have faith in your body, your temple, your cathedral. Inhaling into your chest. Allowing the rib cage to transform from cage to temple. Expanding and contracting as freely as life is able to flow within you. And you become aware that there may be heaviness in your shoulders, which is restricting the opening of your chest. And you place your awareness in your shoulders and feel the tension that you hold there. Feel the weight of the responsibilities that you've accumulated, that you've taken on through your life, through the years. Responsibilities that we take on to ensure ourselves that we are good people, responsible people, capable people. And in our shoulders we hold accumulated resentment that comes with the belief that we are not loved for who we are, but rather for what we do. And so inhale into your shoulders. Inhale deeply, bringing life and energy and flexibility into this area. And exhale out your arms and the tips of your fingers, all that no longer serves, all that you are able and willing to release at this time. Let it flow from your shoulders down to your arms and out the tips of your fingers. Releasing, releasing, releasing. What you are able and willing to release at this time. And you feel your shoulders becoming lighter and lighter, as if you've been carrying a burden. You've been wearing a coat that's been far too heavy, that's curved your chest in. And now, releasing the burden and the weight, your shoulders are able to rise and your chest expand. Feel this as energy flows more and more freely. And now your awareness moves down into your shoulder blades and the area between your shoulder blades. This part of our bodies that protects our hearts, this part of our bodies where we hold deeply anchored beliefs in betrayal. And we tell ourselves that we've experienced betrayal, and that's why we believe in it. But these are old stories that we've inherited, and that we've believed, and that we tell ourselves over and over again. And so breathe into your shoulder blades and the area between them, and allow yourself to encounter any memories, beliefs, the stories that you've been told and that you've lived, the feelings that come with them. Allow these to arise, the feelings of betrayal. And exhale out your arms and the tips of your fingers, all that you're able and willing to release at this time. Inhaling life and freedom and flexibility into your upper back, into your shoulder blades and the area between. And exhaling out your arms and the tips of your fingers. And you feel this area becoming more and more free. And your whole chest now is able to expand more and more freely to hold more and more life and light and energy. Feel this lightness. And you inhale now through the hollow in the palm of your left hand. You inhale, and you inhale up through your left arm and into your heart. And your heart fills and fills and fills until it must open. And you exhale then out through the right arm and the right hollow of your hand, the hollow of your right hand. And you inhale again through the hollow of your left palm that's gently curved and open. You inhale into the hollow of your palm, your left palm up your left arm into your heart. And your heart fills with life and energy and light. Fills and fills and expands and opens. And then you exhale outward from your full and open heart, down through your right arm and out the hollow of your right hand, and you continue to breathe in this way, creating a circle of life. You feel yourself part of this circle of life. Feel it and see it. As you inhale life exactly as it is, as the gift that it is, you inhale, you receive life into your left hand and up your left arm into your heart. Your heart fills and swells and opens. And then you exhale back to the world, life and energy tinted from your open heart. You exhale back to the world. And you see and feel that you're able to receive and give more and more freely. You are more and more freely a part of this circle of life. See and feel this. A warm, golden, freeing energy flowing through you. Able to receive and to give freely and freely and more freely. Able to receive and give freely and freely and more freely. Gracias a la vida, 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 gracias a la vida.